My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Talk to Matt Bonestell of the Washington Post, who's been chronicling a story that I don't think has gotten quite enough attention, if I may editorialize. Matt, good afternoon, man. Thanks for the time.
Sure.
Really appreciate you joining us. So, Catch folks up on what happened. FanDuel went out. Now they're back. Walk us through the saga for folks that may have missed it.
Well, if you went in, if you're in D.C. and you went to bet something on FanDuel, say on Tuesday morning, you got a message from FanDuel right at the front of the app saying they were pausing their operations in D.C. They didn't really give a reason. They said they hoped to be back soon. And that, so, we tried to get in touch with a bunch of people, with FanDuel and people at the D.C. Lottery who were then sort of running FanDuel's app thing in D.C. and, it had to do with the new gambling provisions that were passed in the D.C. budget. The thing is that the mayor had yet to sign the budget, so it really wasn't official. And then FanDuel's agreement with the city, their old agreement with the city, expired on Monday. So they were not legally allowed to take bets, nor was anyone else online yesterday. So everything went dark for a day, and it was all because the mayor hadn't signed the budget. And she ended up not signing the budget, but sending it back to the council, which is, was really a symbolic gesture. It's basically she signed it without signing it, in other words. So FanDuel came back about 9:30 this morning, I think, and then a few more books joined them this afternoon.
Matt, so I am by no means a gambling expert. I am by no means somebody that has chronicled the ups and downs in every city across the country. So I don't know if a similar thing played out in Cleveland or Portland or somewhere else. I do know this. In Washington, D.C., I'm no longer a resident, but I was for decades. They projected $84 million in revenue. They got four. I can't imagine anything like that. And somehow that's what happened with their previous relationship. So I'd love for you to go into that, please.
Yeah, the first stab at gambling in D.C., D.C. tried to be a pretty early adopter after the Supreme Court legalized it, and they had to rush it, but then they rushed it using a really, fast-backward process where, it was a single bid, and it went to a bunch of people who had ties to the city, and they started a thing called Gambet, which was a disaster right off the bat. I mean, it was wonky, it was crashy, it was buggy, and the odds were terrible. So, that never really caught on with people who wanted to bet in D.C. And, there was months where it lost money, which is, I can't stress enough, almost impossible for a gambling company to do is lose money. And they somehow did it. So after a while, the city saw that it wasn't working and it wasn't bringing in any money. And they finally decided we're going to ditch Gambet. We'll subcontract it out to FanDuel for the rest of the initial deal, and then we'll figure it out. Moving forward, we'll open it up to more people, which they're finally starting to do.
So what is the current landscape now as it stands, right? I know that we're right down the street from Nats Park, and I can go to a BetMGM, but I don't know what I can do mobily. It's still a little bit confusing. It's like, if I may, it's like some of the marijuana laws where I'm like, you can give me a picture and I can buy that, but I can't buy it. But if I'm standing next to the Smithsonian, that doesn't work anymore. Like, not that I do, but like stuff that I just don't understand.
Yeah, today's really the first big day of like the new era of legal gambling in DC, where you have FanDuel's back. They've been here for a few months, and you know they brought in a lot of money. But now there are going to be 6 more licenses awarded by the city, and 2 of them are already up and running. You have BetMGM, which before, you know, you could only bet on your phone with that app, you know, if you're near Nats Park. And now you can bet pretty much anywhere in the city unless you're on federal property. And also Caesars has started, which was the sports book in Capital One Arena. Again, just like BetMGM, you could only bet on your phone if you were like in the arena or around it. But now you can use that app anywhere in the city as well. So now we're starting to see more options for gamblers, which is, you know, the way it's done, you know, it's been done everywhere else in the United States. For some reason, D.C. tried to do this really ridiculous process that really limited the options of everyone, and it didn't work. And I think finally enough, you know, calmer heads prevailed and saw that, you know, it doesn't have to be this difficult. We can make more money just letting in established companies, and then we'll you know, it'll take off, hopefully.
Matt Bones, still Washington Post with us here on G&D. So how did they end up with this whole Intralot, Gambet, D.C. thing that was just a disaster from the start? How did they end up there?
It's just, you know, Intralot came in. Intralot runs the city's lottery and continues to do so. And, you know, that they made all these excuses. It was really only bid out to Intralot. So there was, you know, it didn't really seem on the level to begin with. But Intralot's a Greek company, and you know, they did not have much experience in the sports gambling realm. It was all lottery. They run lotteries all over the place. So, you know, they got this contract and they sort of put together this app from scratch. And, it, you know, you could tell that there weren't a lot of experienced sports betting people working on it because it was so bad. It just didn't work. I mean, it was a disaster. You know, the first Super Bowl, I think it crashed.
Yep,
you know, in the first quarter, which, you know, that's Christmas Day for gambling. So, you know, the people in a lot of people in the Super Bowl, these are people who only bet on the Super Bowl or bet for the first time on the Super Bowl. So they went to this app in D.C. and saw it wasn't working or it had terrible odds. And it's like, you know what, I'm not going to bet in D.C. I'm not going to use it anymore. So it was just a disaster. But then, you know, as months and months went by and less money was coming in, they finally figured it out that, you know, other states just open it up to these established companies like FanDuel who know what they're doing. They have all their regulations in place. They have all the controls in place, you know, the geolocating and all that stuff. So hopefully moving forward, it's going to be a better situation. It looks like it. You know, we've got 3 today and yesterday we had 0.
Yeah.
So, you know, big improvement.
So Matt, and this, you know, maybe a little bit of an editorial here, but just what's your opinion on this? Cause you're so close to it. Do you know, or do you feel like, I don't want to say, is it too late? Because as you said, people are going to want to, you know, throw a couple bucks down on a parlay here or there. But starting the way that gambling did in D.C., do you think it'll be as big as it could have been had they got it right from the outset?
I mean, there's probably no way to tell that. Probably not. I mean, D.C. is also hemmed in by 2 states that have had gambling, you know, for years now too, and have had multiple options for years now too. So, you know, say Virginia was right after D.C. and then opened it up to a lot of people pretty quick. And the same with Maryland, took a little more time, but they were right in there too. So, you know, it's good. You know, people in D.C., you know, I live, you know, I could be across the Maryland border in 10 minutes from my house. So, you know, it's easy for me. It was easy for me to, if I really needed to make a bet, to go, you know, drive 3 blocks to go make a bet. But now I don't have to. I can bet my house. And I think a lot of people will see that. You know, you had stories of people going to D.C. and like driving out to Home Depot parking lots in Virginia to make bets, you know, or just making bets when they're at their kids' basketball games in the suburbs. So so I think the fact that they don't have to do that now, I think it will be enticement. You know, it's all going to depend on I think there's going to be a lot of marketing. You're going to see a lot of bus ads, maybe a lot of radio ads, TV ads, trying to get people more involved with it. And, you know, it'll make money because these companies always do.
Sure,
and, you know, depending on how hard they go after this market, which I think is a pretty big market. If you go down to any of the books in the stadium, they're always in pretty good, you know, pretty crowded, you know, people with the kiosks there. So yeah, I think it's going to be successful for the companies and probably going to bring in some money to the city. I mean, DC is not the biggest place in the world, so it's not going to be like the smashing success. But, you know, I think it's hard to go wrong with sports gambling if you're a sports gambling company, unless you're gambling and you lose money.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be better than an $80 million shortfall, probably.
Right.
Matt, that really good reporting, man. Really appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
There he goes. That's Matt Bonesteel of The Post.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.